Well, yet again, it looks like Australian investors are going to have another challenging day on their hands. If you're looking at the SPY futures, they're down by around 0.4%, or about 29 points. There's about an hour remaining in the after-hours session, and this comes on the back of what has been an interesting session for Wall Street in particular. The early part of trade looked like investors were getting to grips with what is known about the coronavirus and the potential fallout. In fact, it's been a volatile session, which has seen the Dow trade through a 650-point range over the course of the session. Unfortunately, the recovery for the Dow was stymied late in the session, and sellers got the upper hand again. And then we saw quite a bit of price movement in the last hour and a half, in particular moving into the close. So in broad terms, what this suggests is that whilst global investment markets more broadly have created quite an insurance buffer over the course of the last week in terms of the discount that has been put in place, there's still uncertainty whether or not that is a large enough buffer. But bearing in mind that global stock indices are down anywhere between 7 and 12% at the extreme in the last 7 days, in particular with many of those indices retreating from record highs. So the Dow down by 0.5%, the NASDAQ has tended to be in positive territory, quite a deal by comparison this session. So European markets by comparison were generally weaker as well, although the FTSE bucked the trend, rising by 0.4%. The German DAX was down by 0.1%, with the German health minister talking about the preparedness for authorities in that country to manage an epidemic in relation to the coronavirus. So that wasn't met with a great deal of enthusiasm. But elsewhere, we have seen interest rate markets remain very well supported as a safe haven. US Treasuries have hit new record lows during the session as far as the 10-year Treasury note is concerned. We've seen commodity prices remain under pressure. Iron ore has fallen by more than 3% in the last day. Brent crude oil down by around 3%. There's been a bigger than expected build in US oil inventories in the last week. That's been a factor as well. On the economic side of things, it's important to note that some of the readings in recent days have actually been quite good, which is comforting from the point of knowing that the US economy was in a solid position as we moved into this period of managing the coronavirus. The latest iteration of new home sales saw that measure at its best levels in 12 and a half years. Elsewhere, there have been a couple of stocks worth pointing out for the fact that they are either developing or trialing a vaccine in relation to the coronavirus. One of the more noted improvers today in particular has been Moderna, that stock up by 21%. Another organization on that same theme is Moderna, and that is up by around 5%. So the other thing to bear in mind is that the Aussie dollar has been marked down aggressively in the last day. So it's back to around 65.5 US cents. That turns around a number of things. Firstly, the safe haven trade, money getting back into the US dollar, but also the belief that central banks globally are going to have to be cutting rates to support growth in the near to medium term. And that's a factor that's weighing on the Aussie, given its exposure to the Asian economy. So bearing in mind that at this same time yesterday, it was trading at around 66 US cents. So that means that it's lost quite a bit of ground, obviously, in the last day.